the fourth instruction. It's the need for training in Buddhism without self-seeking mind. In Buddhist training, we always received the true key handed down by our predecessors. How can we use our selfish mind for this? We cannot gain Buddhism with mind or without mind. Just remember that if the training will and the Buddhist way to do Buddhist way do not combine, our body and mind are not calm. If not calm, our body and mind are not comfortable. If we have a gaining idea, we cannot practice Buddhism, which is something beyond our ordinary purpose of life. Usually, our conscious activity is directed towards some merit or some result. We are expecting result, whatever we do. But there may be a difference. There may be two cases. One, you expect result after doing something, and you expect the result within your activity. there may be two cases. To practice Zazen because of the interest in practicing that is also strictly speaking a gaining idea. Of course, to expect something after your practice, this is of course gaining idea. If you practice Zazen, you will be healthy, or you will have some mystic power, like some magic. This is of course is not Zen. Maybe you will attain some result, but we do not practice it for sake of the wonderful result we will have. But it does not mean that Zazen has Zazen practice has no advantage. It has some, it will result something good for you actually, but we do not practice it for sake of the result we will have. And we should be ashamed of practice then, which is to practice religious practice with gaining idea. The gaining idea usually limits our meaning of a practice. Our practice is not our practice has the limitless meaning in it. So that is why and then has eternal life in it. Because if then is some practice directed towards some result, some particular result, it will not it will be the practice which you have in your everyday life. And why then help us in its true sense is because it will cut off the root of the problems we have. If you know how to practice that, you will know how to cut off your root of suffering, root of trouble. That is why our practice is valuable. And so the most important thing is to practice Zazen in its true sense, in the transmitted way from Buddha to us. In Buddhism, or in Zen, we have had various problems to discuss. But after all, we came to the conclusion that this practice is the most fundamental practice for understanding of profound meaning of Buddhism. In Buddhist training, we always receive the true key handed down by our patriarchs. How can we use our selfish mind for this? We cannot gain Buddhism with mind or without mind. With mind means with mind or without mind means you say, even though you say without mind, still you have gaining idea. And so he says, with mind or without mind, it is not matter of how to gain, how to understand Buddhism by mind. Or if it is without mind, by what mind we can gain the Buddhism. This kind of question will follow one after another. So the purpose, our way is to practice Zazen as our way transmitted from Buddha. Here we want absolute surrender. Before this surrender, absolute surrender, come to you, it is not possible to practice Zazen in its true sense. We do not ask why, we do not wonder the result of the practice. Whether we have the results or not is out of question. But the most obvious thing, the ultimate fact is that you are here as a follower of Buddhism. So, as a follower of Buddhist, you should practice that. That's all. There's no reason. If you are not a Buddhist, maybe there will be no need for you to practice something. Because you are here, you have to do it. That's all. Quite simple. Even though you are very tired, you are right here. So as long as you are here, you should listen to me, or you should practice that's all. So if tea comes, you should drink tea. If you have cake, you should eat cake. That's all. That is exactly how we exist in this world. This is the way how everything exists here. This is the thing. So, even though you do not enjoy the experience of Zen, Zen is Zen. So, to practice Zazen is also the goal of practice. Whether it is, joyous or not joyous, it is the goal of practice. There is no other goal. So our way is, our goal is not somewhere within or within reach or beyond our reach or our goal does not exist in our practice. You think you will you sit because you will have some joy in your practice. That is why you sit, you may say. And actually, because you have some joy, you sit. But even though you do not feel any joy, you have to sit. That is what he's saying. So there is no problem. This is how to cut off the root of the problem. You may say, then, whatever you do, that may be then. So there will be no need for you to sit. Even though you do not sit, to have breakfast, to sleep, to go to bed, it always also doesn't. So there will be no need for you to sit in cross-legged position all day long. It may be a waste of time. You may say so. But actually, fortunately or unfortunately, you are here. It is too late. To say so. And if you sit, and our practice is not, moreover, our practice is not just to sit. Whatever you do, that is Zazen. Why? Because you know what is true meaning of them. So for you, whatever you do, that is Zazen. For people who do not know what is Zazen, even though it is actually Zazen, but for the people who do not know what is Zazen, that is not Zen, for him only. But for us, whatever they do, that is that I am, we understand. As you understand, whatever you do, that is that. So whatever others do, well, that is also that. This is our understanding of that. So, by selfish mind, or with mind, or without mind, we cannot gain our way. Just remember that if the training will and Buddhist way do not combine, our body and mind are not cut. If you do not practice with this understanding, your mind will not be calm. If not calm, our body and mind are not comfortable. Also, when you have some doubt or problem, you should consider whether your understanding of right is right or wrong. The absolute, ultimate teaching is always like this. For instance, everyone has Buddha nature, we say. But you cannot say, because everyone has Buddha nature, or therefore. Everyone has Buddha nature, therefore. Or because, if you limit the meaning of the statement, putting therefore or because, that is not the ultimate truth. But when you understand it, you put because or therefore. You know, you say everyone has Buddha nature. Therefore, there will not be no difference whether we practice Zazen or not. You know. You limit the meaning of the original meaning of the statement by putting therefore. You use the statement for your own excuse. Everyone has Buddha nature, period. That is how to listen to the ultimate truth. There is no room for the statement to accept your reasoning. Then your body, your being and your mind will combine. It does not mean to force something on you. To see you yourself as you are, that is perfect combination of body and mind. And this is the perfect calmness of your mind. What should we do to couple the training will with the Buddhist way? Our mind neither clean nor forsaken. The mind is free from fame and profit. Training with Buddhist way. Our training will must not be the usual training will, which you do by some purpose, which you do by means of something. Our mind neither clings nor forsakes. The mind is free from fame and profit. We do not train in Buddhism for others. Like most people these days, the mind of the Buddhist trainee is quite far from the way. He practices what others praise, although he knows that it is false. He does not practice what others scorn, although he knows that it is the true way. This is indeed a cause for regret. Usually people practice it for sake of profit or fame, even though he himself knows that it is right. He emphasized this very much. When viewed objectively, this hardly seems the proper use of the true Buddhist mind. The penetrating eyes of Buddhas and patriarchs illuminated egolessness, egolessly. We should emulate them. this kind of way of practice is not right, is not proper. They know, but because they do not know what is Buddhism or because they do not even expect something better way, and they are doomed in those useless way. So they just caught by the fame and profit and practice that. Buddhists training do very little for themselves. How can they do anything for fame and profit? They must train in Buddhism only for Buddhism. The various Buddhas, feeling deep compassion for all beings, do not for themselves or for others. They merely act for Buddhism. This is the Buddhist tradition. Buddhist training usually do not very little for do very little for themselves. How can they do anything for fame and profit? They do not know how to save themselves, and so they do very little for themselves. How can they do anything for fame and profit? They say fame and profit, but how can they do it? They are just trying to do so, but it will not work. They must train in Buddhism only for Buddhism. Buddhism is for sake of Buddhism, not for others, not for themselves, just to follow our way, our traditional way. The various Buddha feeling deep compassion for all beings do nothing for themselves or for others. They merely act for Buddhism. This is the Buddhist tradition. In Buddhism, in our practice, there is no idea, no different idea, or no dualistic idea for ourselves or for others. Just we do it, practice it for sake of Buddhism. They merely act for Buddhism. This is up with this touch. Observe how even insects and animals nurse their young and bear hardship to bring them up. When the young reach maturity, the parents seek no profit. This is our way. Compassion for the young is strong even among tiny living creatures. Likewise, the various Buddha have a natural compassion for living beings. The teaching of the Buddhas are not limited to compassion. They are expressed universally in many places. This is the basic spirit of Buddhism. So we say compassion or Buddhism, but actually, for true Buddhism, there is no name of Buddha or no name of compassion or mercy. By those names, we just limit the true meaning of compassion or Buddha. If so, the only way to grasp the true meaning of the world is just practice it without any gaining idea. Before we know what it is, just a bird or animal dates their babies up. This is how to study Buddhism in its true strict sense. Today, I think our practice may not be so good, because I myself could not devote myself to the practice thoroughly. But I think we are reached in, we have reached to some stage, reached some stage where we can practice the true way. at least, even though quite few, some of us understand this is the true way. And this is how to live in this world, in its true sense. Even though it looks like strange way to understand our meaning of life, but it is not so. We have had very difficult time. Before we reach this understanding, the understanding where there is no problem of attainment, where there is no problem of distinction between religion in its true sense, where we can find the advantage, various advantage of in various religions. And people say nowadays we are busy, but to have by chance to sit here in this way is very valuable. This is the rare opportunity. We should not neglect. We should not waste this opportunity to practice with you.